Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, get engaged, get involved. Like I've been saying forever, get informed first. You know, I've been telling people, I've been working with a group of moms, and in the beginning, it was mostly emotional. It was, you know, all this stuff that they had a lot of misinformation. So I started meeting with them. I started helping them out. I started giving them information they actually could use, and they wouldn't come off anymore. It's just a bunch of crazy people. And they made so, I mean, I got to tell you, they made so much headway because they've taken the time to you know, kind of take a little lesson and start putting their information together. So it's really cool to see them being listened to seeing notes being taken. Let me bring Sony Schmidt, and you know, Sony's been a great help in that area too, because in showing up and speaking, she encourages others to do the same thing, and that's what you need to do. You need to encourage others to do the same thing. Sonia, how are you doing?
Thank you for saying that. I don't think I've been as good as I should be, but I love that people are taking instruction and it's effective. So that's a good thing. I hear that all the time
from those women when they say, they'll ask, you know, where are you? And I tell them what you got going on. And they so much appreciate the stance you took, the way this you took the stance, how you articulated some of this stuff. So
and they don't know that underneath, yeah. I really want to choke some people out. I am really holding back. So if they're saying that, you know, they appreciate my stance and all that, trust me, this is I am really holding back because I am over the left. I am over their evilness. I'm over what they're doing with our children, their arrogance, their belligerence, this whole drag queen in every school thing. I am really ready to throw bombs in their rectums. I'm just the fact that I'm not doing that is a miracle. Only because I believe in God.
It's the only thing holding you back. Well, so in the last segment, for some of the last hour, some of you are just joining us. We were talking. Well, I wasn't talking. Sonia let me know that she was a little irritated at all these women, all these men saying that they were women, and she talked about all the things that women actually do and how they multitask and the different things that they have to do and what a job it is. And one of the listeners sent me a link to a story. And as I started to read the story, I'm not so sure if they know what really the story was about. But apparently at some of the hearings at Congress, before the House Ways and Means Committee, A woman complained that we are so burned out, we're exhausted, we're overworked, we're overtired. Women plead with Congress to act on the paid leave and rising child care costs during an emotional hearing. Mm. Now, multiple speakers showed up. Mm-hmm. Many speakers started off with, I'm a single mom working two jobs.
Hello.
So I mentioned it to Sonia during the break, and I'm not going to go any further with it. I'm going to let her take it from here.
Okay, I want to say two things. First, I want to start with, I can appreciate everything a woman does. Whether they're a single mom or whether they're a married mom, God designed us to be multitaskers. Mm-hmm. So, in a given day, I am like, oh, why do I have to know this? Okay, right now in my car, I have a ball bag, a karate bag. I can't go down the lines.
So you had to give up your DeLorean, I take it. There's not enough room.
Give up my DeLorean because I have all this lunch bag and this and balloons for the birthday party. And, oh, I got to get cupcakes to the classroom. And no, God gave us that brain and that ability to do all that stuff because he knew that children were going to require that. So I like to complain about it, but I also like to give kudos to the great Almighty that allows me to be able to. I got a swim bag in the front seat, ball bag on the bottom. I give kudos to the great Almighty that allows me to be able to compartmentalize all this stuff and get him ready for the weekend is here, and then he comes back on Monday, and then he's got basketball camp, and then I've got. So. It's what we do. And get over yourselves, ladies, if you're going, oh, I mean. The other thing you said is that these are single mothers. I was a single mom. My daughter, who I'm doing all this for, is a single mom. And I will tell you that we can't play victim here. This was kind of our choice. Now, in my daughter's case, she was a on-the-road dancer, worldwide dancer, and all of her friends and family were married, having children. She was in her 30s at the time, and grandparents were dying while she was on the road. She's also had that experience now while she's working in another state. Grandparent died, and she wanted a family, so she had a child. But she was single. I did the same thing. These are our...
Hold on. Hold that line. We have to go to break. Joe Messina knows. She'll finish the story on the other side. We'll be right back.
Maybe.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Let me bring her back on. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And now, because of some duties you have, so people don't think, because I got in so much trouble. That, yeah, I know. I said it again. When Xander Gibbs was on the show for a while, people thought I just canned him, and I did not can him. That he came back on for a little bit, and then my friend passed away. So, no. So
Xander passed away?
Xander passed away, yeah, quite some time ago. About a year ago now.
Yep. I did not know that. I'm sorry to hear that. He was fun.
Oh, he was a ball. It was a grill kick.
Okay, I won't go into that.
Well, he was going to fly in. He said, I'm going to fly in one of your school board meetings, and then when they're all beating on you for hating gay people, I'm going to walk up, give you a big hug and a big kiss. He said, I will do it in a flaming way. I'll make them crazy.
Is there a way to see his his archives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could pull them up. Some of the channels have been canned by YouTube, but other than that, yeah.
Yeah, this is wonderful. And it dispels the myth and the lie and the stereotypes that we just hate gays and we hate... You know, we just don't...
I'm confused, though.
We view people as people. If we like them, if they're likable... And Senator, he was always likable. I mean, I don't know.
Look, we don't... We cannot... Look, let's take it to the Christian level for a second. Okay. I can't win anybody to Christ if I show them the hate that they say we show. Unless I show somebody the love of Christ... There's no. I can't crack the dam. I can't make inroads.
Why we do it. That's. I don't go. Oh, if I don't show them the love of Christ, we just have that within us. I mean, some people aren't likable. I don't care if they're straight or gay. And it's like, you know, as much as
I know
you want
some of them people.
Hello. If as much as you want to tap into that love of Christ thing, you have to go. Okay, the next person, not you.
You've got to work hard.
Yeah, I work too hard.
No, I got to tell you, I have had to do that over the years where there's somebody I don't much care for. And
I don't even feel guilty about it. I don't even feel guilty about it because I know that I'm the seed layer and there's somebody else's. God got somebody else for them and it ain't me. Yeah. But if you're a jerk, if you're not a nice person, if you are just evil, I'm going to have to let you go right
well,
now.
Well, I'm not... No. I'm not letting you do this. We're going to go back to the story of your daughter and single moms because somebody sent, somebody listening sent me that one story about how bad moms have it, and a couple of those moms were single moms, and we were talking about how, specifically with the government, they kind of encourage the black community to have
kind
single moms. What?
Kind of? The left... The left created this mess. Oh, let's see. And I always do this. I go back into the rabbit hole when I'm on your show. But my sister, who was 7 years younger than me, got pregnant the first year in college, and it was a huge stigma. And my mother would not allow her out of the house. Now, do I think that's right? No. It was horrible what my mother did. But she did it because there was something in our society called shame, and there's protocol. There's just things that you did not do. Now, years later, just not that long later, I got pregnant out of wedlock. I got a baby shower. And then 3.5 years later, I got pregnant with another baby, a different father, and not married, and I had another baby shower, and even then I knew, which is maybe why I should have known at the time I was Republican or not a liberal, is that there's something wrong with this picture. So it's not, but what I realized at the time, it's not the government's job to fix this. I knew I made those choices. I knew I had made both of those choices. And for people to think that the government was supposed to subsidize me, and I did go on welfare. I was a welfare mom. But luckily, I was a welfare mom during the time that it wasn't cool. I didn't have an EBT card that looked just like the guy next to me who had credit. And it paid into that credit and did a good job. Paid off his house notes and had an annual fee and all that. Didn't matter. I had a card that looked just like his. And, yeah, I want my 2 gallons of milk and cheeses. And, you know, it just really didn't matter. So there was no stigma. There was no stigma to it now as opposed to when I was on welfare. When I was on welfare, they had tickets that looked like, do you remember when we went to Disneyland and they had those tickets that said you get 2 e-tickets?
Oh, yeah. I do remember those.
So that's what it looked like when I was on welfare.
Yeah, and I remember those, yep.
You were and not allowed.
You got no change, remember?
No! You weren't even allowed to tear the tickets out yourself, which I was too arrogant not to let happen, but you were not allowed to tear those tickets out
right.
And give to the cashier. You had to give them the book, which was like, I'm not giving them my wallet. So they would take your wallet, and they would take out what you owed, and they would give you back your change in welfare stickers.
Yep.
And this is so humiliating, which was great. It was great because there was no other motivation for you getting off this crap.
Well, listen, I was going by a fast food joint the other day, and you know how these big signs, like those big kind of signs?
We do EBT.
Yeah, they had EBT signs out. Like, you can come through here and use your EBT card to feed your kids these terrible food.
It. Because right? The left encourages your government dependency.
Yes. Thank you.
That was not what it was when I was a young woman. It was like you should be embarrassed to do this. But now they're not saying you should be embarrassed. They're going, you should get on this because you're entitled and they owe you. You're entitled to this.
Wow.
And have another baby because you get a little bit more.
There's a new documentary out right now about 72% of black documentary. And I think it's a conservative documentary. 72% of the black households are without fathers. 72%. That is a massive number. I saw today over 18 million kids live in fatherless homes. That's sad. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about this Sunday is Father's Day, and there's a lot of guys out there like me whose kids are much older. You know, and it's kind of like I tell my son, I said, why don't you bring over so-and-so? Or why don't you think about, you know, bring some kid around that you know doesn't have a father around.
Well, okay.
You know?
You have a commercial?
Well, we will in a minute or so.
Music. I really want to talk about this, and I thank you for bringing up the fact that it's Father's Day this weekend, because I do have a huge...
Yeah, but your responsibility isn't just... At least I don't think so as a Christian. It's not just to your kids. You should be an example as a father to your kids, but let others...
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Satellite images released Thursday have revealed the extent of damage caused by recent flooding at Yellowstone National Park. The flooding, which began earlier this week, caused extremely hazardous conditions throughout the park, which spreads across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The floodwaters were spurred by heavy rain and snowmelt. The National Park Service said most of the damage happened in the northern section of the park.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday accused the White House of misleading Congress about its need for additional funding for COVID-19 programs. During a Senate Health Committee meeting, Romney expressed surprise that the White House reallocated $10 billion to fund the purchase of additional vaccines, therapeutics, and monoclonal antibodies on June 8th, after it had previously told lawmakers it did not have the funding to purchase such items. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
MyPillow.com. I don't know if you guys heard, but Walmart, let me bring on Sonia Schmidt. She may have a comment. Walmart has decided to pull the MyPillow products from Walmart because Mike will not stop talking about the stolen election. So it's our duty to step up and help. And the man has been sticking up for us. He's been doing what's right by us. You buy pillows. You buy sheets. If you're going to go to Walmart and buy pillows and sheets, look at where they're made. A lot of the stuff is still coming in from China for these people. Why would you do that? So buy from Mike. If you use promo code Joe, you'll save at least 50% on almost every item there. And some of those items are 2-for-1s. So you get the break and you get 2-for-1. And you keep Americans working. You keep his plants. They're trying to financially break this guy. Why would you let that happen? This is your chance to step up and do the right thing. Spend a few... Listen, a lot of us has gone through... I know, I'm going to get emails on this one. A lot of us have gone through a lot of pain financially because we believe in what we're telling you. We believe in what we're doing, all right? Some of you have gone through no pain. You've lost a friend or two, but you haven't lost your job. You haven't lost your place to live, okay? You haven't been threatened. So it's time for you to step up and start the fight. And the start of that fight is maybe you eat 2 or 3 times less at McDonald's, and you buy a pillow from Mike. You buy pillowcases. You buy sheets from Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. Show me that you really care. Show me that you're really willing to take the pain. And in your case, it's financial. Sonia, am I wrong?
Hey, you're not wrong at all. And I only briefly skimmed this today, but McDonald's is doing some sort of diversity thing.
I know.
And I'm not sure that the way they're doing this is very wholesome. So you all want to check into that if you want to give up a McDonald's and cook at home. And
you sure sound like a diversity hamburger. You know, it's a...
Well, it's some, they're embracing some singer or person that who I don't know. Nevertheless, when you cook at home... I know. It's hard. I get it. We talked about being a woman and a mom and all that. It's a lot. But what's more, feeding the left-wing, liberal, hateful, anti-God agenda or spending 10 minutes in the kitchen frying up some burgers?
Go ahead. That's what's worse?
What's worse? I'm asking, I'm throwing that question out. To me, I would rather just do the work, as much work as we have to do as moms. I would rather do it than drive through a McDonald's and then contribute to this leftist ideology of diversity and crap.
I agree. It's up to you to protect those kids. It's not up to them to protect themselves because they don't know how to do it.
No.
It's up to you to protect them.
That's right. They just don't know.
You know?
And then if you wanted to go through that one time and then see it, then it's a teachable moment, as Obama would say.
Well, I think what happens, yeah, thank you for using him. I think for me, okay, those teachable moments is when you go through the drive-thru, you're at an event, and something like that happens. I remember years ago, my oldest son, we were at his baseball practice, and his coach just went into a swearing tirade. And I walked over to my son. I said, is this really something you think you should have to listen to? Is this really something you want to be part of? And I know you want to play with everybody, but I'm going to let you decide if you really think you should be hearing this. And he just looked at me. He didn't do it quickly. He thought about it for a second. He goes, no, I don't want to listen to all this. And we left.
That's cool.
So... you know, it's.
But that you were able to point that out to him, that this was not. You were able to point it out to him in a way that didn't put a qualification on it, if I could say that.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so we're a little off topic, but I forget who it was. Wasn't Matt Walsh? But somebody said that the parents were there at the L.A. Pride Parade.
Oh, that was, what's her name? Very famous star, Aguilar. Christina Aguilar.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about somebody on our side.
No. And but go ahead, anyway.
She said that these men were walking around naked, their genitals were flopping around, they were handing children lubricants, and the children were shielding their own eyes.
Yep.
And the parents were going, no, look at this, look at this.
Wow. That ain't right. You already know that. That ain't right. But this is them wanting their kids to fit in, wanting their kids to understand, wanting their kids to be accepted. Listen to what they say. When these people are talking, they go, we're just trying to teach your kids how to be accepting of everyone, how to love everyone, to make sure that, you know, everyone gets equal time. And you go, no, that's not what you're doing at all. You know?
No.
Why is it that all these drag queens look like characters, horror movie clowns?
Because there are, you know, it's so funny because there was a commercial my grandson and I were watching today. It was about a car, but the song was "Let's Do the Time Warp Again."
Oh yeah,
Which when we watched that, it was just fun. It was no big deal. We knew this guy was a drag queen. We knew he was a ridiculous character. There was another story going on. But there was no agenda. There is no agenda. Let's Do the Time Warp Again had nothing to do with you're right or you're wrong. If you don't love this song and if you're not a part of this agenda and you're not a part of this community, it's just so sad. You can't even have fun. I mean, that community is going, we're fun. No, you're not when you're shoving it down our throats as right.
So let me ask you something. I'm not a conspiracy person. You already know that.
In fact,
some people have come after me on our side and go, you don't pay attention. Yeah, so, yes, I know. But you look at Disney and look at what goes on with Disney. You and I talked about Lightyear earlier today. I think one of their head designers came out and said for the last decade she has been putting in little gay and lesbian scenes that nobody really notices, like in the background, in the pictures, and they've let her get away with it or what have you, right? Then you look at Christina Aguilar, you look at Britney Spears or what have you, you know, we'll look at, they came out of the Mickey Mouse Club, right?
Yeah.
These good, wholesome, quote-unquote scenes that they were supposed to be in, and then they flip into these over-sexualized young girls. So you have to sit and say to yourself, don't tell me that Disney has not been doing this for decades, trying to draw the young people in by giving them what they perceive they want and will play.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna play a little bit naive here.
All right.
And I know that there have been stories even way back when about Walt and pedophilia, and I don't know that those are to be true, to be honest.
Right.
But let's just put that in a compartment over here. But I will say, because I've worked in television for over 20 years, and I saw, and my last maybe 4 years was with children's television, maybe more than that. When children start television at a very early age, and everybody around them are yes men, and their parents are so into them being stars, more into them being stars than being healthy people, then it just like really opens up a realm of who they can be. So wow. I'm not surprised that these children wind up to be creepy sexual beings, because that's what Hollywood is, and that's all they've known since they were children. So I don't know that that's, and I will tell you that my last years at Disney turned into, it was very gay oriented. It was very anti two parent family oriented and all that. Yes, I will say that. So I think couples.
Yeah, you think Roy Disney would have approved of this at this? You think that was the whole reason behind what he did? You'll have to wait. You heard that. So was your host, Togo Par. Well, we're coming up after the break. I put Sonya on pause. Check it out.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Just get engaged. Get involved and get engaged. Open your mouth. Make sure people know where you stand. You know, Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. I put up my new American flag today. I put up my secondary flag that is got the thin blue line, thin red line, and the thin green line to let people know where I stand on supporting the people that protect me, that protect us. I actually get people on this show. I actually get emails from people that are teed off at me for supporting police. And it's like, dude, this all the shows on the left you can go listen to. I'm always going to support the cops. Yeah, there are bad ones. There are ones that pull people out of cars, beat the crap out of them. There are teachers that have sex with underage kids too. There's jerks and bad people in every profession on the planet. Get over yourself. So, anyway, that's my 2.5 cents. I'm very proud of my flag, though.
I think that's a great way of opening a conversation, because you can have it either way. Either people go right on, which I do in my car, And it's funny being black, and then I, you know, you see a thin blue line or American flag or don't tread on me, and I'm giving them the thumbs up. And I think they have to kind of figure out, am I giving them the finger or or am I giving them the thumbs up? But I also, and then I met a guy who had, he actually had an old Bronco. I have an old car, Bronco, and he, I have a new Bronco. He had an old Bronco, and he had these flags up, don't tread on me, American flag. And I was like, oh my gosh, I see you through the neighborhood. And when I met him, we were able to have a great conversation. So I think it's a good thing that we display who we are, even if we're not waiting for that opportunity at Starbucks to say to say something. But so I think that's a great way to open it up. And I think it's a, on the opposite side, if they have something negative to say, it's a great way to plant a seed. We were talking about that earlier. Be that seed planter. And you don't have to win the argument, people, in that line at Starbucks or in the market. You don't have to win it. All you got to do is be sweet and godly and maybe show that this person who has an American flag on their car is not a racist.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, if you're patriotic, you're a racist.
I told you the story on the show, and I don't want to be repetitive, but I was on a camping trip by myself, a riding/camping trip by myself. Camping facility shut down. There was only me and a really old white guy who had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and an American flag on his electric vehicle, and I thought, I'm going to get hung tonight. I ain't going to make it past this night. This is a redneck. He's going to kill me. The next day, so he knocked on my door of my cabin, and
oh,
he says,
get the gun out.
adding to the creepiness of this, and he goes, if you need anything, just let me know. I'm like, yeah, I need to not get hung tonight. So, and then the next day, he shows up, makes sure I'm okay. We went fishing the next day. This man shows me how to do my fishing correctly.
Because you're a girl. Girls don't know how to fish. He had to help you.
My ex-husband was on the line with me, who was convincing me to stay. And I'm like, oh, you're crazy. You just want me to be in the news the next day. Black woman winds up in the... No, uh-uh. So this old guy with the American flag and the electric car, he checks on me the next day, shows me how to do everything with my fish, freeze them, gut them, and I become friends with them for the next 3 days. I fall in love with these people, and I'm like, him and his wife, and I'm like, these are the parents that I should have, and I, you know, I don't talk much about my parents, but I didn't have the blessing of having wonderful parents, but through
so you were, wait a minute, you were there alone for 3 days?
Yeah.
Well, you're gutsy.
I do stuff alone, that's what I do, but I met these people, and him and his wife. And
he and you had a preconceived notion. You had a little
an American old white man with an American flag. I'm like dead. I thought I was dead. And they turned out to be people I will never forget my entire life.
See, I told you about my grandfather who had 9 kids. My dad was one of the 9. He lived in a poor part of Saugus, Massachusetts. Just let that sink in for a second. Okay, yeah. The irony there. And then the guy that lived next, I'll never forget him, Mr. Jessup. An old black man at the time.
Dream of soul food.
And they used to sit on the porch, on his porch, mm-hmm. scene out of a movie, both of them drinking that terrible wine that my grandfather made. They were constantly in competition over who had the best garden and whose squash was better than whose. I mean, there was never, and frankly, there were times where they made fun of each other for who they were. You know, I got a guinea on my porch, right?
That's
I got a waffle,
do.
Right? But yes. They loved each other. I can remember my grandfather thinking there was something wrong and going over
the
there to see what he could do.
Takes love. The left alleviates love out of our relationships.
Yeah, and so you sit there and you say, how do you say that a white person is born racist? If my grandfather was racist, he had it all wrong. He had no clue as to what it was all about, you know? And one of his kids reached out to me about 12 years ago on Facebook and said, are you so-and-so that lived in Saugus behind the thing? And when I said, yeah, she just was like, oh, my God, I remember that. It was so great. It was such a great time in life. And she was right. It was simple, and it was great. And when those jerks on the left, what I put down, I wish we could go back to the old days. I wish we could go back to that way of living. They go, oh, really? So you want to put chains back on the blacks? And go,
right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't
put
chains on
you.
Well,
we can't do it until we shut them up. We have to shut them up. We have to shut them up.
Yep. Yeah.
Because that story I can totally understand. I can totally relate to. My ex-husband and I, we have the funniest jokes about racism. Neither one of us are racist, which is why we can do that.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
But we have to fight back against the left. We just have to. They're sick, godless, soulless ghouls. I say it every time.
Yep. Yeah, and you're right. All right, I'm not letting you get away with the Disney thing, though. I'm bringing you back to Disney.
Okay.
So, you had said, you know, you weren't so sure, kind of, you know, really was that the goal they were looking at? Is that what they were looking to do? Are they really into trying to do this with the young girls? And I think yes. I think because
start that again. What do you mean? They want to do this with the young girls.
So
are you saying that?
So think about something. Where is the money? Where is he? When you want to draw these young kids,
yeah,
let's
Walt?
Well, maybe not Walt. Maybe after Walt and the people that are actually running Disney as a whole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So you start by sucking them into the Great Little Mickey Mouse movies, and then you get them to the park, and Disney's just wonderful and colorful and happy in the whole nine yards. And, you know, then you get them into the Mickey Mouse Club where they're watching the girls and the guys dance, you know, the young girls. And I want to do that. And then you move like Britney Spears from that into, what was that thing? What was that thing? She did a song where she was a Catholic girl and she wanted to do it again or whatever she was doing anyway.
I think you're talking about that other girl. Oh, what's her name?
No, this was Britney, because I remember the day my daughter and I'm going, no, we're not watching this.
Right, and you have to do that. But I don't know that it's, I hear different rumors about Walt, and okay. I don't know. That was long before my time. Disneyland opened the year I was, I'm not telling you guys, but I don't know that that was, I don't think that, I don't know. That
I don't think it was like that to begin with, Sonia. I think it started to get like that when they saw, A, the money involved, and a certain group saw how they could pull these kids to their side of the aisle, or the world, if you would.
Okay. Let me just explain to you, and I've worked in children's television.
You got 2 minutes, so explain that.
Really? Children's television doesn't start off that way, but it did later on. And these children are without their parents.
Yep.
They're surrounded by yes men. And, yes, they're sexualized because it's Hollywood. Was it a Walt thing? I don't know. And I'd like to think that it isn't so. I think that these children go into the direction that they're going to go into, and now we see it. But it's not necessarily a Walt Disney thing. Walt Disney's product, their brand, is children. Are you going to have a certain amount that go awry? Heck yeah. And my latter years at Disney, I saw that it really turned into, you don't want to, traditional families were out. And kids, I have one granddaughter who watches Disney Plus shows, and I see her attitude, which is sassy, and I've got to have a million viewers when she does her own little video. It's not healthy.
Sonia Schmidt, you can catch her here every week, and we're working on something special for her. We'll let you know as time goes on. Yeah, special, because you're special. Anyway, Joe's God bless. Have a great weekend, people. Sonia, you have a great weekend, too. Be back with you next week. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you with me.
Try not to.